ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पातुतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् कर्मण्यकर्म यः पश्येदकर्मणि च कर्म यः स बुद्धिमान् मनुष्येषु स युक्तकृत्स्नकर्मकृत् यस्य सर्वे समारम्भा कामसङ्कल्पवर्जिताः ज्ञानाग्निदग्धकर्माणं तमाहुः पण्डितं बुधाः वेदान्त इस् दि अल्टिमेट् टीचिङ्ग् in the shloka karmanya karmaya pashet. The ultimate teaching is atma doesn't have any action, it is sarvagata vastu, therefore it cannot act. Anatma is ever active, subject to six types of modifications. One who knows this is free from the problems of life. What is the problem of life? Either inaction and results born out of that inaction, or action and the results born out of that action. So a person who knows that he is Atma doesn't have a problem born out of either action or inaction. What is the problem born out of action? Anxiety, depression, fear of what type of result will come. Like that, there are problems born out of action. The problem born out of inaction is laziness and other types of tamasic problems. So here Bhagavan says, Jnani doesn't have both the problems. He is happy even while he is active, he is happy even while he is inactive. He can choose either to act or not to act, but in both conditions he knows that he is all the time actionless Atma, in spite of physical body mind complex doing various types of actions, still he is free from the idea that I act. Therefore Bhagavan says Jnani is a free person. Yasya sarve samarambaha kama sankalpa varjitaha, for whom all the actions, samarambha means actions which are devoid of kama and sankalpa, which are devoid of desires and mental projections. I want to have a car, that is a desire. By having a car, my status will go up, my self dignity will go up, that is a mental projection. But there is no connection between the car and the self dignity. Without car also a person can be a dignified person, but the mind projects in that way. That's what in those days they used to have an advertisement: Onida, owner's pride, neighbor's jealous. There is no connection between Onida TV and pride and jealous, but mind projects in that way. That is called sankalpaha, kamaha. Both are varjitaha. He doesn't have both of them. Then we asked a question. So what is the driving force for the activities of a jnani? We find certain jnanis are very active and they have done grand actions, like Shankaracharya, like Swami Vivekananda. We find they have done grand actions, benefit of which still humanity enjoys even 1,000 years also. Now whatever Shankaracharya has done, that benefit we are hearing. The Hinduism which is present today's world is nothing but the service of the Shankaracharya. Shanmata Sthapakaha is to be called. So he has given the modern Hinduism. Before that there was Buddhism, and before that there was Vedic Hinduism. But modern Hinduism is the gift of Shankaracharya. We find today also that is applicable to our life. And he has written lots of Vedantic commentaries, stotras. So till date we are enjoying the benefit of that. Similarly, Swami Vivekananda's interpretation of same Vedic culture. Every acharya comes and interprets in the appropriate way according to the necessity of the society at that time. But how we account for their actions, what is the driving force behind their action? Generally, what is the driving force behind all actions? Desires. Correct? Desires either to get something or to get out of something. Either pravritti or nivritti, both are born out of desires. So here in the case of jnani's actions, what is the driving force? In the last class we saw that it is nothing but compassion. It is nothing but compassion. Compassion born out of oneness of the entire existence. Like last class I told, when a thorn pricks the leg doesn't cry. Eyes are crying, mouth shouts. What does it mean? Apparently all the three are different, but in one sense they belong to one particular body. Similarly, when a jnani mind finds there are some necessity in some part of the world for his service in whatever way, so he fulfills that. Therefore the driving force behind all his actions is nothing but daya. All his actions are called loka sangrahartham. It is for the sake of benefit of the world, not for his sake, because he is already purnaha, already fulfilled person, satisfied person. Jnani works out of purnatvam, ajnani works for the sake of purnatvam. Only one proposition difference. What a difference between the wise man's life and ajnani's life. Here Bhagavan says, jnanagni dagda karmanam. He is a person who has burned all types of actions and results born out of actions by jnana agnihi, by the knowledge fire. Therefore he is called panditaha. Therefore he is called wise man. Who calls him as wise man? Naturally only wise man can recognize another wise man. So wise men call that person as a wise man. So we will continue. Here after 4 or 5 shlokas will be jnani lakshanani. There are two types of jnanis. One is active jnani, another is passive jnani. Active jnani means he may be a householder or he may be a sannyasi also. A sannyasi doing various types of actions and a grahastha doing various types of actions come under active jnani. So he has varieties of roles, either as a teacher or as a matasthapakaha or ashram secretary, like that he may be there. And householder also, he may be a head of the family, and because the family duties ought to be performed as a model person, so he does all types of activities. So he is called active jnani. And there are rarely passive jnanis like Ramana Maharishi. Ramana Maharishi never did anything. He did not even cross the boundary of that place where he was living for 51 years. Can you imagine? So that type of passive jnani, nivritti marga sannyasi or vidvat sannyasi they call. He is not playing any active role in the society. He does not have wife, money, children, job, etc. Since he has no duty towards anybody in the society, his only duty is what? Shariram kevalam karma. Only duty is he has to protect his body. That's all. Why he has to protect his body? For the sake of society. Because he cannot kill his body, because he knows that body doesn't belong to him. He is not the master of the body. Therefore, it is a gift of the Lord and it is meant for certain beneficial works for the society. Therefore, just he involves in that small minimum activities. But both differences are from the level of their roles. Anatma only. Body either can be active or it can be inactive. Atma is neither active nor inactive. So the difference between these two types of jnanis are only at the body level or mental level. Here Bhagavan is going to describe both jnanis. Nivritti Marga Sanyasi, Vidvat Sanyasi, Pravritti Marga, Vidvat Sanyasi. In this shloka, Tektva karma phala sangam nitya triptaha nirashayaha karmani abhipravrittaopi naiva kimchit karoti saha. Pravritti Marga Sanyasi, Vidvat Sanyasi is pointed out here. Tektva karma phala sangam. Renouncing the attachment towards the results of the action. Asanga means what? Attachment. Karma phala asanga means attachment towards the results of the action. Tektva, having renounced. He is not concerned about the results. Suppose a jnani starts a big project, writing some commentary for some scripture. In between he passes away, or in between he finds that he is going to die, he will not have any problem in giving up his body. He will not feel, oh, halfway I am leaving it and going it, what will happen to me? He will not have a problem. Whereas Ajnani's case is what? Suppose he starts on small house building. What happens? Off the way, if he has to die, he will die with that same idea of building, I have not completed building, I have not completed building, like that. Or I have not arranged for my daughter's marriage. Like that, if they could not complete the things they have taken, they feel unhappy if the person is an ignorant person. Whereas, the jnani's case is, there is no concern for the result of the actions. He can quit happily without having any success in his projects. How it can be? Because he is nitya triptaha. He is ever satisfied in spite of the situations. There is no emotional dependency in his mind. There is no bankruptcy in his mind. Every individual has certain emotional bankruptcy. That's why everybody expects to be told that I love you, I love you, I love you. Even parents want this. Even though they don't tell outward, they say, my son is not even writing a letter, Swamiji, they say. That means what? He expects that your son should write a letter. He may be having his own reasons not to write a letter. Maybe busy or some other thing, he might not have felt that necessity. But what is the father's idea? Son is not liking me. Therefore, he is not writing a letter. So that bankruptcy, emotional bankruptcy is there in the mind of the ajnani. But jnani is nitya triptaha. Therefore, nirashayaha. He doesn't depend on any external condition to be happy. He is atmaneva atmana tushtaha. He is happy with himself. Therefore, he doesn't have duties to be done, but he acts for the sake of benefit of the world, lokasankrahartam. Even while doing his duty, he does his duty without concern for karma phalam also. In the second chapter, Bhagavan dealt karma yogi. In karma yogi's case also, Bhagavan told, whether you get desired result or undesired result, being a karma yogi, you should have equanimity of mind. Here also same equanimity of mind is told, because nitya triptaha nirashrayaha. What is the difference between both karma yogi and jnani? Karma yogi has an idea that he is doing that action. He tries to maintain that balance with the idea that I am doing the action as the offering to the Lord, and I will receive the result as the prasada from the Lord. But here jnani doesn't have that idea at all that I am acting. Guna guneshu vartante. Body mind complex transacts with the external world. Both belong to trigunatmika maya. So jnani doesn't have that idea of kartrutvam at all. Therefore, his equanimity is established equanimity. Karma yogi's equanimity is not established one. He can stretch to some extent, but ultimately he will also have sorrow. So here Bhagavan says, that type of jnani who has given up the attachment towards the karma phalam and who is already a satisfied person who doesn't have any emotional dependence, that type of jnani, karmani abhipravrittaha api. Even if he is, api word is there, even if he is He is very much active, violently active, completely involved in all types of actions. Saha naiva kinjit karoti. He doesn't do anything at all. For him, all these roles become a drama. For Jnani, all the roles become a drama. Every time he comes to green room, he laughs at him for his wonderful acting capacity. Our Acharya Swamiji used to tell, if an actor is asked to or booked to act as a beggar, what is his understanding while signing that agreement that I will act in this cinema? What is his understanding? By assuming the role of a beggar, my bank balance will not get reduced. In fact, it will get increased. 1 crore rupees extra will come. So that knowledge is there. Once this knowledge is there, this is called cognitive. Once this knowledge is there, naturally the space between my role and myself happens. The actor is different from beggar, begging role. So once this space comes, the actor can learn all the nuances of begging. He can go to beggar's colony and try to observe them and try to imitate them, how they are begging, how they are trying, doing all these things. He can learn the nuances of begging. When he implements in that acting, after implementing, as though suppose somebody is beating and he was crying, while crying also he will have a happy mood in his mind. How? Because it is not a reality he knows. For all of us, we go to cinema. We know cinema is not a reality. Therefore, even crying scene also gives us happiness. How nicely is crying, how nicely is acting. So, what makes us to be happy or unhappy, whether it is real or unreal? Jnani knows that entire creation is nothing but unreal projection and it is a drama. Therefore, when he comes back to his green room, what is that meaning of coming back to his green room? Coming back to his knowledge, remembrance of the knowledge. So he says, Appa, how nicely I have laughed. That's what in Sri Ramakrishna's gospel we find. A person, children have died. 3 children are died suddenly by accident. So that mother was crying like anything, and the father happened to be a jnani. So he was not crying. So mother scolds that father, hey, you don't have sympathy at all, our 3 children have died, you are not crying at all. So that person says, just now I got up from my sleep wherein I had 7 children. Now for whose sake I should cry, you tell. Now as even I got up, why all the 7 children have gone, died? So should I cry for those 7 children or should I cry for these 3 children? So that is the idea. Cognitive space is very, very important in our life. When we are losing our objectivity with regard to life, naturally every situation in our life threatens us. But Jnani's case is different because he has that objectivity all the while going through every situation of the life. Bhagavan continues. Nirashiryata chittatma tikta sarva parigraha shariram kevalam karma kurvannapnoti kilbisham. In the last sloka, Bhagavan talked about pravritti marga vidvat sannyasi, active jnani. In this sloka, he is talking about nivritti marga vidvat sannyasi, passive jnani. Nirashihi, he does not have any desire. See, in those cases also, tektva karma phala sangam. In this case also, nirashihi, he does not have any desire. He does not miss anything mentally. Putreshanayascha, vitteshanayascha, lokeshanayascha, like that Brahadaranyaka Upanishad says. Entire humanity has these 3 types of yeshana. Yeshana means desires. Either it is putreshana, or vitteshana, or lokeshana. Putreshana means desire for sense pleasures and rajani. Vitteshana means desires for wealth and possessions. And lokeshana means desire for name and fame and other worldly existence. So he doesn't have all these 3 yeshanas. Therefore he is called nirashihi. Tekta sarva parigraha. Tekta sarva parigraha means what? He doesn't have any possession at all. He has given up all the possessions. One who doesn't have any possession. What is his possession? Minimum possessions are mentioned for the sannyasi, jnani. Kaupina yugalam vasaha. Kantha shita nivarini. Padaketu Grinyat, Kuryat, Na Anyasya Sangraha. He is allowed to keep only 2-3 items. What is that? Kaupina Yugalam Vasaha. A minimum dress which can cover his body with dignity. Then, Kantham Sheeta Nivarini. I think this shloka might have been written by some North Indian Swami. Sheeta Nivarini. In South India, we don't have any Sheeta at all. Sheeta Nivarini. Some sort of rag to cover yourself when the winter comes. Paatuke. Paatuketu ekaha. That means one pair of sandals. Grinniyat, kuryat. Other than this, kuryat na anyasya sangrahaha. Worn out blankets, loin cloth for dress, a set of sandals. Other than this, a sannyasi should not possess much things. There is a doubt while talking about a jnani, why the Lord is insisting about the control of the body and mind. Yata chittatma, he says. Nirashihi, yata chittatma, he says. Yata chittatma means what? Having controlled his body and mind. Why Bhagavan talks about this control of body and mind? Because the jnani's body and mind is already controlled. Why Bhagavan again mentioned this? It is a jnani stuti, so therefore it is not a sadhana for him, it is a lakshana for him. And that which is the lakshana for a jnani is the sadhana for a person seeking for this knowledge. So yata chittatma, he is always engaged in either spreading the message of this Vedanta or spending his time with these Vedantic ideals. So shariram kevalam karma. He does only one karma, that karma which has to be done to protect his body. There are two types of shariram kevalam karma. What is that shariram kevalam karma? Eating, that's all, nothing else. How to protect the body? You eat, simply the body is protected. This is called bhikshacharya. With regard to bhikshacharyam also, there are two types is there. Ajagara vritti, madhukara vritti. Sadhus are allowed to go for bhiksha. It is there. Right to have bhiksha, because the body is required to be kept in the society so that society will get benefit. So that also, he is not particular about what type of bhiksha he will have. Today dosa, tomorrow pungal, same roti, roti, roti they are giving. He cannot think. If you go to Uttarakhand, only three items are there: roti, dal, then rice. Morning roti, dal, rice. Evening rice, dal, roti, nothing else. That also you cannot go and ask every house, either three houses or five houses or maximum seven houses. That's what one Swami, while he was begging, he told, it seems, Bhagavati Bhikshan Dehi. So there was no response. The house owner was sitting outside. The mother has to come and feed, give something. So there was no response from the inside. So he told, if you don't give bhiksha today, I will do what I did yesterday, like that. He threatened. If you don't give bhiksha today, I will do what I did yesterday, he threatened. The house owner, husband was sitting outside, he asked, hey, what you did yesterday? You are threatening us, like that. The Swami told, I did Ekadeshi yesterday, fasting. Same thing I will do, continue. So if he doesn't get the bhiksha, he considers as a fasting, that's all, nothing else. This is called madhukara vritti. Madhukara vritti means like a honey bee goes to various flowers, and without disturbing that flower's existence, it takes little bit. Similarly, the sannyasi lives in that type of life. Another is ajagara vritti. That is still difficult one. He will not even go for bhiksha also. Like a python. Ajagaraha means python. The python opens its mouth and waits for the food to come. Similarly, this Swami or this sadhu, a jnani, who doesn't want to go to even bhiksha karma also, but when it comes, he takes it. So he is called Paitan Swami. Acharya Swamiji is tell, he is called Paitan Swami. So Bhikshacharyam Charanti, Veda gives that order. You should not destroy your physical body mind complex. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, one incident comes. There was a disciple, Govinda, very devoted disciple. Whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to live in Puri, after food, he used to take one lavang. Lavang, you know, the spice. So daily he used to take that. So this disciple thought, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is liking that lavang. So it has entered his mind. So whenever he takes food, he used to give that. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started roaming, he came even to South India. So he started roaming. One day after the bhiksha was over, this Govinda took that lavang from his cloth and gave it to him. Then Mahaprabhu asked, who gave this? No, I only brought because you like to have that lavang after the food. Therefore I only brought. Mahaprabhu was very great jnani and a sannyasi also. So he cannot carry anything. He cannot keep anything for the next day. So he simply sent back him to Puri. You will spoil my sannyasa if you be here. Whether you are going to get satsanga or not, I will get dusanga. What is that dusanga? Having one lavanga for next day is called dusanga. Imagine the levels of renunciation our forefathers lived. And nowadays you cannot even talk about all these things. That is the condition. Only Bhagavan has to help. Certainly he will help those who want to lead that type of life. So shariram kevalam karma. He does karma only for the sake of sharira rakshana. Sharira rakshana also with the idea that this body belongs to the Lord or to the world. Let the Lord's will be done through this body and the world get benefit through this body. That is, he does not obstruct the course of prarabdha. Because prarabdha karma is there, as long as prarabdha karma is there, the body is going to exist. So he doesn't destroy that prarabdha. Therefore, even if he is involved in this small action, Bhagavan says, "Til visham na aapnoti." So what is the idea between these two shlokas? Once you have knowledge, it doesn't matter whether you are doing some action or not doing some action. Without knowledge, you will be unhappy whether you are active or inactive. Correct? So you give someone some actions, go on, give duties after duties, you will grumble. Oh, lots of duties, lots of duties, lots of duties. And you don't give any duty at all. Oh, no duty, no duty, what to do, what to do. That's why all weekends are planned before itself. You cannot keep quiet. You have to be active in another term. All weekends are pre-planned. All leaves are pre-planned. He cannot keep quiet without any gadgets, without any action. So if you are a ignorant person, both action and inaction will be the cause of sorrow. If you are a wise man, both action or inaction will be the cause of happiness. No situation in life will be unhappy. Therefore Arjuna, this is the message to Arjuna. Arjuna wanted to get away from battlefield. For what? Because he finds one particular action which is going to be in the form of war is a source of his sorrow, because he has to kill his own relatives. Just he want to escape from that duty and to be inactive. Bhagavan says, even if you go to forest and you are inactive in the external sense, but still you will be unhappy person. If you gain the knowledge, even if you have a war as a duty, still you will be a happy person. That is the idea. So quantum of action doesn't determine your happiness or unhappiness, but with what attitude you do, with what knowledge you do is the question. So Bhagavan continues.
Yadruccha labha santushtaha dvandvatito vimatsaraha samasiddhava siddhauca krutvapina nipadyate.
This shloka can be for both type of jnanis, that is active jnani and passive jnani.
Yadruccha labha santushtaha.
First he is santushtaha. Santushtaha means what? Samyak Tushtaha. Always satisfied person. That Nitya Triptaha. Two shlokas before he told na Nitya Triptaha. Same thing. Santushtaha. Samyak Tushtaha. Yadrucha Labha Santushtaha. Santushtaha. We also are Santushtaha only. When? We are also happy only. When? When we get something what we desire. We are not happy whatever comes in our life. Here Bhagavan says, Jnani is a happy person with whatever comes in his life. Yadrucha labaha means, labaha means that which is gained in his life by chance. By chance. In Vedanta, yadrucha means by chance. Chance means prarabdha. Chance brought out of prarabdha karma phala. He is totally satisfied with the things which he gets through prarabdha phala. Lord's will or prarabdha phala we call it. Very very happy person. One incident in Swami Vivekananda's life comes to my mind. Swamiji was travelling in a train. Swamiji was travelling in a train. In front of him there was a co-passenger with lot of food items. Baniya. He is a merchant. He has lot of things to eat. And he found Swamiji did not have even water bottle. Even water to drink. So Swamiji was having thirst. So he was searching for water. So this Baniya criticizes Swamiji. You are such a hefty fellow with all physical strength and other thing. You people don't work at all. Lazy fellow. Like that he was go on criticizing. And in front of him he was eating also. Swamiji was not at all perturbed because this is not the first time that he meets all fools. So always he will be a santushta person. So that Baniya was go on criticizing, who will feed you? Swamiji told, Lord is there, he will take care of my, you don't worry, you eat whatever you like. You eat. So let me see whether Lord protects you. Like that he was go on. One station, when train stops, suddenly one person comes with all food items and searches for a particular place. And when he found Swamiji, he says that, oh, I have brought food for you. And Swamiji says, I think you might have misunderstood. I am not the person maybe whom you are searching. I don't know you, how you can feed me like that. Then that person says, no, I am a sweet shop owner. After having lunch, I was having a little nap. That time suddenly my Ishtadevata Rama came in front of me. And he told, hey, I am in hunger, you are nicely eating and sleeping, get up, you feed me, like that he told. When I got up, in what form you are there, I don't know, Lord, when I told, he showed your face and he showed the train GPS. Like that Rama has told the GPS where the train is moving, which station it is going to stop, who is that person like that. So, Edircha Labha Santushtara. When Swamiji got that food also, immediately that Baniya understood, oh, it is really happening because Bhagavan has given that assurance. Ananya chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate resha nitya abhiyuktanam yoga kshemam aham. I will take care of their yoga and kshema. That happened. So either in the previous creation or after getting food, in both the situations Swamiji was very happy person. And one more meaning is there for this word. Yadrucha labha santushtaha is there. Yadrucha alabha santushtaha. Even if he doesn't get anything also, alabaha means not getting anything also, he is totally satisfied person. Then, why is totally satisfied person? Because dvandva atitaha, he is beyond the pairs of opposites. He knows world is nothing but pairs of opposites, good, bad, heat and cold, mana, apamana, labha, nashta, like that. The pairs are there. He is beyond the pairs of opposites. Dvandva ditaha means, it doesn't mean that he doesn't know that dvandva. Heat and cold is there. His body will inform that today is heat, today is cold. But he is not perturbed by the situation because from his standpoint, he is beyond all this body-mind complex. He has that samadarshanam, he has that advaita darshanam. Because of that samadarshanam, because of that advaita darshanam, he is vimatsaraha. Vimatsaraha means he is free from jealousy. Jealousy is born out of what? Jealousy is born out of పరిచ్ఛిన్నత్వం. జెలసీ ఇస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ లిమిటేషన్స్. ఐ ఫైండ్ మై సెల్ఫ్ లిమిటెడ్, ఐ మిస్సింగ్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్, అండ్ ఐ ఫైండ్ అనదర్ ఫెలో ఆల్సో లిమిటెడ్, మిస్సింగ్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్. బట్ వెన్ హీ గెట్స్, ఐ గెట్ జెలస్. సో మోడర్న్ సైకాలజీ ఇస్ వాట్, కాంపిటీషన్ విల్ లీడ్ టు ప్రాస్పెరిటీ. లైక్ దెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ కంపీట్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ. బట్ ద వేదాంత సేస్ కాంపిటీషన్ కెనాట్ లీడ్ టు ప్రాస్పెరిటీ. ఇట్ మే గివ్ సర్టన్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ థింగ్స్ బట్ ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ లీడ్ టు రియల్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ రియల్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ? తుష్టి, సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్. కాంపిటీషన్ విల్ లీడ్ టు ఆల్వేస్ జెలస్ అండ్ కట్ త్రోట్ చీటింగ్. సో హీ జ్ఞాని డజంట్ కంపేర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ విత్ ఎనీ అదర్ పర్సన్. వై? బికాజ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిమ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో సెకండ్ ఎంటిటీ అట్ ఆల్. యాజ్ ఎ రియాలిటీ దెర్ ఇస్ నో సెకండ్ ఎంటిటీ అట్ ఆల్. సపోజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఫైండ్ సంబడీ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ, హీ విల్ సే ఐ ఆమ్ హ్యావింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ త్రూ దట్ బాడీ. సపోజ్ సంబడీ గార్లాండ్ సమ్ వన్, వాట్ ఈస్ హిస్ ఐడియా? ఐ ఆమ్ గెటింగ్ దట్ గార్లాండ్ త్రూ అదర్ బాడీ. స్వామి రామదాస్ మెట్ స్వామి వివేకానంద. సో దట్ టైమ్ హీ వాజ్ దట్ ప్రొఫెసర్ ఇన్ కాలేజ్, ఐ థింక్ లాహూర్. హీ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఎ వాచ్, ఎ గోల్డెన్ వాచ్ టు స్వామి వివేకానంద. స్వామీజీ అక్సెప్టెడ్ హిస్ లవ్. ఆఫ్టర్ రిసీవింగ్ దట్ వాచ్, హీ టైడ్ ఇన్ ది హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సేమ్ రామదాస్ స్వామి, దట్ ప్రొఫెసర్స్ హ్యాండ్. దెన్ హీ టోల్డ్, ఐ విల్ యూజ్ దిస్ వాచ్ విచ్ యూ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ త్రూ దట్ హ్యాండ్, హీ టోల్డ్. బికాస్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్సియేషన్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిమ్, హిస్ మైండ్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్సియేషన్ బిట్వీన్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఫిజికల్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్స్ ఫిజికల్ హ్యాండ్. Therefore, he is free from jealousy. Once jealous comes in our mind, even the entire world is given to us, we will not be able to enjoy it, you know. In Mahabharata, you will find, 13 years these Pandavas were asked to go out of the kingdom. So now Duryodhana is Raja for both Indraprastha and Hastinapura. Their nation is with him, but this fellow was so much of jealous, he never enjoyed the 13 years. All the time watching what they are doing, what they are doing, what they are doing, what they are doing. Externally, he is surrounded by so much of facilities, wealth and other things. But internally, he lived a very miserable life. And to give irritation, Duryodhana and Shakuni and others hatch a planning that they will go near to the place where these Pandavas are living. They can live happily in the palace, na? So just to irritate someone, because of jealousy, he wanted to irritate someone, Yudhishthira. So to irritate, he has to go to forest again. So he was also living in the forest, of course, with all facilities and sensory pleasures. There he misbehaved with one tribal woman, and they caught him, they were about to kill him, they were about to give punishment to him. Ultimately, Bhima and Arjuna had to go there and save Duryodhana. It was a very big insult for him. See how you get whatever you get, you enjoy. Allow them to lead their own life. No, jealous will never allow them, others to be happy. And because of that idea, he also will not be a happy person. Then Bhagavan says, Siddhau Asiddhau Cha Samaha. He is equal in both success and failure. No one in life can desire for success all the time. No one in life can have a desire to be successful all the time. If there is a method or a technique, Krishna would have taught in Gita. Or Krishna would have told at least to his friends, hey, mantra, thogudu, this mantra, tell this mantra, and you will be always successful. Have this technique, so always you will be successful. Nowadays children don't have the guts to face the failure. They find that 10 marks are less, this fellow goes and hangs himself. What does it mean? According to that mind, childish mind, it thinks that I should get all the time success. Ever successful is never possible, our Acharya Swamiji used to tell. Ever successful is never possible. You have to taste failures also. Then what is success? Success is nothing but handling both successes and failures. Success in life is nothing but handling. You have to handle. Handling both successes and failures. Why should I handle success? Because while getting success, we will get arrogance. If you see tennis, I think, Grand Slam match, last ball, that is the winning service, last ball service. So he hits it. Because of that hit, he gets a point. So what he does? Simply he throws off the racket. Then he has to come back again. He has to handle his success. If he throws off and gets away from the court, he will be dismissed from the next game. He has to come back, sympathize with the loser. At least externally, he has to sympathize with the loser, and he has to give shake and he should shake his hands with the loser. That's what controlling the success. You cannot be an arrogant person just because you got one particular success. And failures also. Suppose another fellow fails, and what he does? He kneels down on the ground and he cries like anything, as though everything has gone. One match only he has lost. So he curses himself. Bang there, something he does, or some fellows break their rackets. He also should get up. Game means all these things are there. I should have a equanimous mind just to congratulate the success. From the successor point of view, you should have sympathy towards the loser. From the loser standpoint, you should have a grand heart to congratulate the successful person. Those two actions are called handling the success and failure. So success and failure are not going to affect this jnani, because he is already purnaha. In Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, na vardate no ganiyan esha brahmanasya mahima. You cannot add anything to the infinite, nor you can take away something from the infinite. So he is already infinite in terms of his real existence. Due to his knowledge, he knows that in reality I am infinite. So being a purnaha, jnani is not bothered about his external achievements or external losses. Because both loss and achievement will be at the physical level or mental level. That's all achievements are not to Atma, only to body-mind complex only. All glories are for body-mind complex only. Condemnations are for body-mind complex only. Therefore, he is not bothered about somebody gives respect, somebody disrespects him. So, Bhagavan Krishna wanted to go to Hastinapura as a messenger. That time, all the people were already afraid of this Duryodhana's misbehavior. So, they said to Bhagavan, don't go there. What is going to happen just because you are going as a messenger? This fellow will never get converted. This fellow will never get converted, so don't go there, he will insult you. Bhagavan says, nobody can insult me. Nobody can insult me. By trying to insult me, they will get insulted. That's what happened when Duryodhana wanted to put him under arrest. What happened? Bhagavan stood as Visrupa Darshana. So, jnani doesn't have any problem due to either siddhihi or asiddhihi. But karma yogi also has some samatvam, but problems will be there. At least he will know that whatever I liked, I did not get. What to do? Now I have to accept it is Ishwara Prasada. You go to a temple, especially in the Margashisha month when you are children. That Margashisha month means that December 15th to January 15th. Early morning they will give nice Puliyodhara, Pungal, and then akara adichal, that is sweet pungal, like that so many things. Suppose someday if you slept and go 5 minutes late, that last coconut pieces will be there. So as children we used to feel very bad. Chah, for this coconut piece I have to lose my, because early morning you have to get up, you have to take bath, then with full fresh dress only. Nowadays this culture gone. It is early morning itself is not there at all. Early morning means what? 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock is early morning nowadays. So siddhi, asiddhi generally affects the normal mind, but it doesn't affect the jnani's mind. Karma yogi also has normal mind only. Just as long as kartrutva is there, he will say, what to do? Bhagavan today only coconut pieces he has given, not puliyodhara, not pungal, like that. Therefore, kritvapi, even if jnani is involved in so many actions, na nibadhyate, he will not be bounded by them. Bounded by them means what? Bounded by either action or bounded by the result of the action. What is the bondage when we do action? Anxiety. Bondage is in the form of anxiety. Bondage is in the form of fear. While doing action. What is the bondage when we get the result? Bondage in the form of that I have not got whatever I had desired. I could have got little bit more. What to do? This invigilator did some mischief. This fellow who has corrected my papers. Children will tell, hey, why less mark? I wrote nicely only, but the teacher who has corrected might have come from home quarreling with his wife. With that mood, he might have, he will imagine and tell generally. Then when teacher asks, hey, why you are late? Sir, bus is late, sir. Correct. So, that is there. Nibaddhate, bandhana is there during action and during result of the action. But for a jnani, both the times are leela, they call it. Our Acharya Swamiji used to tell, if you have knowledge, this entire life is a leela, a simple drama, 24 hour cinema and entertainment, imagine. Wherein you yourself is the director, you are the actor, and you are the seer also. You are enjoying that drama, and you are participating in that drama. You yourself direct that drama. All script and everything is yours. If that attitude, knowledge is not there, means every situation is a threatening for us. Every situation. Even the current goes, that electricity goes. You observe in your house, you like that they will tell. Correct? Even the electricity goes also threatens us. For some people, ordinary that cockroach, especially girls, varieties of threatenings are there. So, here Bhagavan says, Kritva api na nibadhyate. He doesn't have any bondage. If you know swimming, swimming pool is a playground. If you don't know swimming, swimming pool is a graveyard. That's what our Acharya Swamiji used to tell. For a knower of swimming, the swimming pool is a playground. Just he relaxes, even though he is active in the external sense. What he does? He relaxes. And for a person who doesn't know swimming, enagutte, you have to see the person first time when he falls in the water, as though entire world shake up his head and ha ha ha, like that he will breathe. So, that is the reason always Vedanta says solution is in the form of knowledge. What is that knowledge? I am different from my body mind complex. That's a simple knowledge, but very difficult one. Even though we agree at some time, we are not able to recognize it all the time. When we say I am hungry, when we say I am hungry, I disown myself as body. Body doesn't have hunger. Body cannot have hunger. When I say I am hungry, I say I am not body. When I say I am angry, certainly say I am not body. Correct? Body doesn't have anger. Only mind has anger. I slept well when I say, I disown my mind also. So at certain times we also disown. But that disowning is a relative one, born out of confusion. But his, Jnani's disowning is what? Complete, born out of knowledge. Bhagavan continues.
Gata sangatya muktasya jnana avastita cetasaha yajnaya charata karma samagram praviliyate.
Suddenly I remember Sudhama. In Bhagavatam, Sudhama comes. Bhagavan Krishna's guru bhai, that is friend in Gurukula. Sudhama meets Krishna after many years, maybe 50 years, 60 years afterwards. And that too for the word he has given to Krishna. While departing from Gurukula, he gave a word that I will come to you and meet you like that. But that time, Krishna was living in Mathura. Krishna told, you cannot come to Mathura. Like that he told, no, 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 wherever you are there, I will come. So Mathura was shifted to then Dwaraka. So he went to Dwaraka, taking that avalaki, chuda, flat rice. Because when they were children in Gurukula, the portion which has to be given to Krishna, Sudama has taken due to that rainy night. So Gurudev told, you have spoiled your entire prosperity in future because you have taken the portion belonging to the Lord. Unless you give back it, you will not get prosperity. That also Sudama knows. Now suppose you would have been in that part, tomorrow itself I will give back a part like this, I mean, and Sudama never bothered. What is their prosperity or not? Whether I am prosperous or not, I am going to be the friend of Krishna. But life situation brought to a particular situation wherein his wife was insisting Sudama to meet Krishna. While going, his wife gave some chuda. Then when Sudama meets Krishna, Bhagavan asks, Gurur anugrehe naiva puman purnaha bhavati. It is told in the scripture. Puman, human being, purnaha bhavati. Purnaha bhavati means what? He becomes full and complete. He is totally satisfied. Gurur anugrahe naiva. Telling this, Bhagavan says, by the grace of Guru, I am full and complete. What about you, Sudama? What is the condition of Sudama? His another name is Kuchelaha. Kuchelaha means a person who is wearing torn cloth. So even proper cloth is not there for him. So Bhagavan expects the answer from the friend. Kuchela says, in Purnatvam there is no possibility of comparison. In Purnatvam, in infinitude, where is the possibility of comparison? But Kuchela says, I am Purnaha without problem, you are Purnaha with problem. He says he doesn't have any problem. There is no food for children, food for wife, proper clothes for wife, no house, nothing. This man says, I am Purnaha, Gurur Anugrahe Naiva, I am also Purnaha without problem. So he went one step ahead the Lord. What is the problem for Bhagavan? The Shakuni, Duryodhana, so many Jarasandha, Shishupala, so many fellows are there, na? They are creating some irritation at least. Though they are not the danger, threatening entities, they create some sort of mosquitoes, na? So like that. So that also is not there for me. Bhagavan considers what a grand mind it is. What a grand mind it is. If a sannyasi says that I am Purnaha, I don't have anything to do, because he is neither bothered about his family. Why? He doesn't have family. Not bothered about his children, no children. Not society, because he has already completed all his duties towards the society. If a sannyasi says, don't have any problem, okay, accepted. But a pakka grihastha with all types of external problems in the form of poverty, no food for children and family members, still the person says, I am Purnaha. And never he asked anything. He never asked. He was sent by his wife to ask something, but he told, I cannot ask anything. Why should I ask? I have everything. I am the friend of Krishna, like that he used to boast. When he came in front of Krishna also, he never asked. Bhagavan had to give, because if you ask, what you will ask? Small things only you will ask. One small house you will ask, small car, like that only. Nah? If you don't ask, Bhagavan will give extra also. Nah? Because you don't know how much the person is capable. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, standing in front of the king, every fellow asks pumpkin or broomstick in front of the Lord standing. People ask small, small things. If you stop asking, Bhagavan may give you extra also, or more also. So Bhagavan gave entire wealth, and when he went back, Sudama went back, he could not recognize his own wife. And as even he was going towards the village people got news, because the entire village was converted into city, and all the houses were fully furnished, and gold, ratna, diamond, so many things are given. And they have understood that Sudama has gone to Krishna, therefore all these Maya Jatita. So they were coming towards him to welcome him with all drums. And he thought, oh, somebody Raja or somebody Zamindar may be coming. So he was hiding himself in a lane. Nimkya Paido, all this reception is for you only. For what? I am Sudama. Sudama only we are honoring. Then where is my children? Children come with all the decorated dress like that. Bhagavatam. Shukacharya enjoys this mental condition of this devotee, suddenly I remembered, because nirashihi yada chitta atma nitya triptaha shariram kevalam karma. So many adjectives are given to this jnani. So here in this shloka, Bhagavan says, tata sankalpasya muktasya jnanavastita chetasaha yajnaya charatah karma samagram praviliyate. All the external character, external behavior of a jnani, or internal condition, mental condition of a jnani, is due to only one cause. What is that? Jnana avasthita chetasa. His mind is completely established in that knowledge. So the details of this shloka we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.